The leftists will always come after themselves eventually.
They'll eat their own.
This always happens.
They'll totally eat their own. Okay, so the Jungle Book is racist.
Wait, but why?
I don't know. I don't know why the Jungle Book is racist. I don't know. I don't know.
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Can I get a little bit of that common sense?
Don't come after Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
I knew it was coming, but like now that it's here.
We're going to have to go back and get a shitload of dimes.
I mean, you this was coming.
I wonder what Mel Brooks thinks of this. He's not saying anything. He's a raging liberal. Raging. And he's all about BLM and all this stuff now. And crickets.
Well, what's happening is that HBO Max, which is showing Blazing Saddles, mm-hmm. now has a couple minutes of a video disclaimer ahead of the movie. And it's this video is hosted by some lady, Jacqueline Stewart, I think is her name.
She's very woke.
Very, very woke. And she makes sure that before you actually see Blazing Saddles, that you understand that what you're about to see is incredibly racist.
Very triggering.
Very triggering. And you need to know about it. Mm-hmm. And so now that, along with Gone with the Wind, that features a similar disclaimer ahead of it. Because apparently now we're all too dumb to just be able to watch a movie without some woke person telling us how bad it is for us.
And explaining it for us. The thing about Blazing Saddles is that movie, it put a spotlight on racism. It put a spotlight on those sort of issues years and years ago.
It was ahead of its time in a lot of ways.
Yeah. So and it made fun of racists. That's what it did. So this is why I look at this and I'm like, why are we doing this? Why? It made fun of racists in a way where we could all be like, those people are idiots. Ha ha. Racists are idiots. Racism is just dumb. So, okay, let's make fun of it and all band together as a human race and then move on, you know, and laugh at it because we should laugh at it for what it is. It's dumb. It's dumb.
I guess at this point, we should just be grateful that it's still being allowed on. You know what I mean? Because I worry about the day. Genuinely, I'm worried that we're going to get to a point where some woke person in charge decides, no, people shouldn't see that at all.
Yeah, because now what people are doing is they're wanting to segregate us again. And that I hate the direction of our culture now, where we're going. It's like, you can't laugh at this anymore. Now I have to tell you how triggered you need to be by this. And nobody laughs anymore.
Well, there's so many joy killers, and all of them are from the woke crowd.
Yeah.
These are the joke killers. With respect to Blazing Saddles, it's actually hilarious because there was an article about this movie at today.com, and I don't know who wrote it, but essentially the writer of the column about it said, a particular slur that starts with the letter that comes after M is sprinkled liberally throughout. Like, this writer couldn't even write out the N word.
Yeah.
Like, just
say the N word.
The N word. He had to say, it's the letter that comes after the M. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, because I mean, eventually just saying the N word is going to get us kicked off of this podcast. Just saying what I just said.
Yeah.
You can't say that anymore.
You can't say the word, obviously. But mm-mm. Now, how soon is it going to be before the replacement for the word is no longer allowed to be said?
Exactly. That's how nuts everybody, and it's just so walking on eggshells.
Mm-hmm.
We've all gotten, it's crazy.
It is.
Crazy.
And there's so many more examples. Blazing Saddles is just the most recent, but mm-hmm. this has been going on for like a really long time. A
couple years.
More than that, because I remember years and years ago, because we've been writing for our website for what, 12, right?
Mm-hmm, 12 years.
And I remember probably like 5 years ago, I was writing about how, I can't remember what channel I saw it on, but the Goonies movie, they had censored out the Iranian terrorists.
Because it was mean to Middle Eastern people.
Yeah. And so they cut out that line when Chunk calls the police.
Uh-huh.
He actually ended up they bleeped that out.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I mean, why are we worried about offending Iran?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, you can't do that. It's just mean. It's mean to Iranians because there could be an Iranian watching and we don't want to offend the sensitive sensibilities of Iranians. Iranians that could be watching the Goonies.
Or any
at that
potential
particular...
terrorists.
Yeah.
I mean, we wouldn't want any terrorists to get upset.
No, we don't want terrorists to get upset. I mean, we don't want that to happen.
That is insane.
But now they're saying, like, there's six movies now have disclaimers due to problematic racial content. This is just racial stuff, okay? The Jungle Book is one of them.
And that's been remade like 17 times.
Yeah. Okay, so The Jungle Book is racist.
Wait, but why?
I don't know. I don't know why The Jungle Book is racist. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Okay, Aladdin, the 1992 animated version, which I think had Robin Williams in it.
Okay,
I think
that seems right.
I think that was Robin Williams playing Aladdin in the 1992 version. Flash Gordon.
I've never seen it.
Flash! Ah! That movie. You're welcome. The Last Samurai.
Was that the one with Tom Cruise?
I don't know. I think maybe. Breakfast at Tiffany's.
This one was on my list as well when I looked up examples of this because of the representation of the Japanese landlord was
okay.
super like it's stereotypical.
Racist.
But it was Mickey Rooney who played him.
Yeah,
and
racist.
He feels terrible about it now.
Really?
Yeah, like he's bought into the whole, oh, that was a bad idea to even participate in that.
Mm-hmm. I repent. I repent for that.
But I mean, it was great. That's a fantastic movie.
Yeah, it's Audrey Hepburn. I'm like, okay, Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, that one also has the video disclaimer on HBO Max.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, now other films that could be seen as problematic, which means that it's coming. Mm-hmm. We're coming for you, films. We're coming for you. This is as noted by Variety. Include Forrest Gump.
Because why?
Probably Jumbo Shrimp.
Oh my God. Is that right?
I'm assuming it's his best friend. His best friend.
Oh my God.
Bubba. It could be Bubba, I'm assuming. Because I don't, what else? What else? There's the scene with the Black Panthers. That there's nothing, I don't see how that would be seen as racist.
Sorry, I ruined your Black Panther party.
Yeah. Everything about that movie was fantastic. I just love that movie so much. And I remember it was up for, didn't it beat Shawshank mm-hmm. for an Academy Award that year?
Which it wouldn't have had it been any other year.
Yeah,
Shawshank would have like swept.
Yeah. Shawshank would have just dominated.
Best
but you're right. That year was such a great year for movies. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. But yeah, Forrest Gump. Dirty Harry is racist.
It's racist.
Racist.
Okay.
I don't
remember
so
the
dirty,
racism.
Dirty Harry is racist.
I mean, maybe there's some racism.
I think that Dirty Harry, just the character in general, he's just like a gruff, rough guy. And he says all the things. Like, he doesn't really care. He just says things about different ethnicities and nationalities, and mm-hmm. he's just that guy.
Okay.
So he's obviously a racist, Dirty Harry. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
I don't remember who the antagonists were.
I don't know. One. Probably Nazis. I don't know. You can't say, I don't know what who it is, but Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I haven't seen it.
I saw it. That is a recent movie. And I think that what I don't know if they're thinking that it was Bruce Lee. That was a bad portrayal of Bruce Lee, perhaps. But that is racist. Me Before You is another movie.
Never heard of it.
I've never heard of that movie as well. But they're coming for you, movies. So Quentin Tarantino is apparently on that list, too, with the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I mean, that's the thing. The leftists will always come after themselves eventually.
They'll eat their own.
This always happens.
They'll totally eat their own.
But, you know, too, we've talked about the fact that some of the best John Hughes movies ever mm-hmm. are also now labeled as problematic for different reasons.
Not the racism so much. Well, I mean, right. The Long Duck Dong could be considered racist, I guess.
Of course. That's totally
and
racist.
And I think that was the parlay into the John Hughes movie. Mm-hmm. That was one thing that they did say about 16 Candles is that character was racist. I don't know if the guy playing that character, if he would say that.
I don't know, because I don't actually know that actor or what he's doing now or if he's continuing to act.
But I'm sure he loved the opportunity to be in that movie.
And I mean, for crying out loud, even the stars themselves who bitch about it, Molly Ringwald is one of the most prominent who's like, oh my God, I would never participate in those movies now. Well, you already made your fame and fortune.
Yeah, we wouldn't know who you are
right.
if it wasn't for John Hughes.
So don't diss him, because these are favorites from like our time.
Not only that, but John Hughes made you.
Oh,
you
yeah.
would be nothing without John Hughes.
Yeah.
Nothing.
He made all the actors in The Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm.
He made them all.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this was actually funny, because when I was looking at examples of the movies that have sort of been canceled or they're deemed problematic, one of the ones that I recognized on my own, and I'm not even woke, okay?
Yeah.
But I wanted started my kid, who is almost 15, I've started to introduce him to all the John Hughes movies. And one of the first ones that I thought he would enjoy the most was Weird Science.
Yeah.
So we're watching
it. Yeah,
right?
I love that movie.
We're watching it as a family. And I'm realizing by myself, not because this was on any list, but I'm like, holy crap, this is so... Like, what's her name? Kelly Brock?
Yeah, Kelly Brock.
She is a complete pedophile in this movie.
Yeah, she...
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She is sleeping with underage
boys.
Dudes.
Yeah, underage
and
boys.
And no one blinked an eye when this first came out.
Yeah.
Now, can you imagine?
Yeah, it was kind of like the movie Summer School. Do you remember the movie Summer School with Mark Harmon?
He's so hot.
He's so hot. Yeah, I remember that. He was so hot. But he was the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was that element of him like kind of flirting with the students.
Yeah.
And now if you watch it now as a parent, you're like, this is so skeevy.
Right.
And at the time, you didn't, when you were a kid, you're like, you don't think anything of it, but really there's some pedophilia nuances in that movie as
well. Yeah.
Because you're like, ew.
But I mean, like in Weird Science, it's very open.
Yeah,
like
it is open.
Openly, there's this much older woman. Now, granted, she's created by them.
Yeah, totally.
But still.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do. I know what you mean.
I was thinking of that on my own. I was like, wow, should he be watching this? And I was like, of course he should. I watched it and I didn't become a pedophile.
Yeah, and nothing, and you're fine. I mean, you're fine. Just like all the other John Hughes movies, right? Because it's a movie.
Right.
It's just this movie. There was like,
and it's a certain time.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. It was the 80s and there was nothing sinister about it. There's nothing sinister about Pretty in Pink or The Breakfast Club or 16 Candles or what was the other one where the girl was the drummer?
Oh, Some Kind of Wonderful.
Yes.
I love that movie.
Right? I can't remember her name. Mary Stuart Masterson.
Mm-hmm.
She was in that. Like all those John Hughes movies were just fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, he also did Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
He did, I mean, all these, he was brilliant. The guy was brilliant.
And I'm surprised now that they don't have a disclaimer video in front of Home Alone saying, this exemplifies really bad parenting.
But it does. I mean, it totally, if you look as a parent, like we joke about it now, but I mean, it really does. It's like, seriously, would you really leave your kid behind? I mean, it's like you're really not going to notice that your kid's not in the car on the way to the airport, really. But it's a movie. That's the thing. You could make movies like that back then, and they were and it was like one of the best. It's one of the top grossing like box office movies of all time, and it's fantastic. And I watch it every year at Christmas time. My kid loves that movie. We love that movie, but it is kind of ridiculous that they left the kid home alone, right?
But I mean, like, does my reaction to Weird Science mean I have been jaded as a result of all the PC bullcrap, or is it that we're now addressing things that should have been addressed forever ago?
I think it's that everybody is, a lot of it is everybody has an opinion now, right? Everybody has to have an opinion about everything now and dissect everything that doesn't need to be dissected.
And they're just looking for reasons to be outraged.
Yes.
And now I find myself doing that, though, on behalf of other people I think will be outraged. Because I can watch that and be like, oh my God, it's hilarious.
Part of that is what we do, probably. But I mean, I feel like everybody just needs to be outraged by something now.
You can't just enjoy a movie.
No, you can't just enjoy a movie. Because one of the reasons that they're so mad about 16 Candles is because they think it enhances rape culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait, what?
Well, because when what's her name is passed out, Jake tells what's his name, the nerdy guy,
mm-hmm.
he can do whatever he wants with her.
Farmer Ted.
Right.
Yeah.
He can do whatever he wants with her. She won't remember anything. Mm-hmm. It's that. And then, you know, supposedly they do that.
Yeah.
And so that's why they're saying it's so rapey. But even when we watched it, we didn't assume, I can't believe he didn't ask her for consent. This wasn't our first thought.
Like, they should have signed a document in triplicate.
Right. And now we've gotten to a point where we just can't enjoy the movie for the movie's sake and recognize it was a different time.
And it's just teenagers having fun and being teenagers, because it used to be that in the 80s, that's what we were. We were just teenagers. We were teenagers who sometimes drank a beer and had fun. And you know what? There were just a lot less things to care about back then. It was a simpler time.
Mm.
And that's what it reminds you of when you watch those movies. It really does remind you that things were simpler back then. it just wasn't all of this garbage that you see today. But what I find most interesting about, you know, people who are screaming, oh, it screams rape culture, is that these are the same people who will say that Cardi B is empowering people with her WAP video.
Right. And there's no disclaimer ahead of the WAP video.
Oh, there's no disclaimer.
Oh, my God.
You know?
And that's everywhere.
Yeah. Or that there's that 365 DNI on Netflix that a 10-year-old could access. Mm-hmm.
Or the one that I made you see before they took it down called Love. And they didn't take it down because it was too sexual. It was just, it had run its course.
Yeah.
But that literally, the opening scene is of a couple mutually masturbating each other.
It's porn.
To completion.
Yeah. It's freaking porn.
Which you see.
My kid, she can get to Netflix. I mean, and they mm-hmm. say, oh, you can use parental controls. Okay, fine. Then she can go to her friends and see Netflix.
And the thing is it's right when you turn it on. There's no opening credits. That movie begins with a scene, blam. You see it immediately as soon as you press play.
It's right there.
And so you don't even have a chance to figure out, that's what this kind of movie is. You know what I mean? And opt out. You're in. If kids just press play,
it's right
there. They are exposed immediately.
Yeah.
There's no buffer period.
And this is the thing. But yet these people are so, you know, dead set on having disclaimers for old movies like 16 Candles and The Breakfast Club and things like that, where I'm like, seriously? This is what you're concerned about, those movies, and yet you have no problem with this smut that we see on Netflix or this Cardi B video. I mean, for crying out loud, Cardi B is like the first interview for Joe Biden in his
That video is empowering to women.
Oh, that's
so
empowering.
It's different.
Because they're getting the coin.
Right. It's okay. Totally different.
I see how different it could be.
Oh my God, do you remember this movie? I loved it. I don't even know. This doesn't even get a disclaimer. This has been, there's no way it's shown anywhere anymore ever. Soul Man.
Oh my gosh,
C. Thomas Howell.
C. Thomas Howell. I wonder what he's doing now.
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
Ray Don Chong.
Yeah. So C. Thomas Howell, so he did blackface,
oh,
right?
Oh yeah, he
did blackface.
He did black body.
Yeah.
Like he blackified himself to the max.
So he did basically what Trudeau did like three times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's a whole movie based on him pretending to be black in order to get a scholarship to get into school.
Oh.
And it's,
well, he could be governor of Virginia. He could totally be, right?
I mean, it's a great movie, though.
Yeah, they'll probably put a disclaimer on that, but there's
never show it.
There's no,
no way will that
never
be shown.
Okay, it'll never be shown again. But then again, I mean, we got a governor of a state that, you know, it's fine for him.
He's still governor.
It's fine for Trudeau.
He didn't stop him.
He got reelected.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not okay for that movie. It's very triggering. Very triggering if you're a movie.
There's also some, there was one example I saw that's more recent and it's like problematic for a different reason. Do you remember when J-Lo and Ben Affleck were an item?
Yes.
And they did the movie Geely?
Oh, yeah. Geely.
Yeah.
There was Jersey Girl, which was horrific.
I didn't see that. I didn't see Geely either, for that matter.
I didn't see Geely either.
But apparently the plot of Geely is that J-Lo plays a lesbian.
Really?
And he turns her.
Oh my gosh.
You can't do that. The gay community would be like, I
didn't know
outraged,
that was the plot.
I didn't either until I saw this come up in my list as I was doing research for this podcast.
And they're like, you can't do that.
And, well, that is problematic now because, you know, you can't.
Because you're born that way.
Yeah, you can't choose your sexuality. You can't just be turned by the right guy. So it's problematic for like a whole other reason. So I don't know if that means there's going to be a disclaimer in front of that. Wasn't that the one that was so poorly reviewed?
Yes.
That it like, I don't think it is even played
anywhere. Well, that and basically anything that Ben Affleck and J-Lo did together.
That was a bad couple.
It was just a bad thing. Yeah. Uh-huh. What was it? What were they called? Benlo?
Benifer?
Was it Benifer? J-Ben? I don't know what the hell they were.
Well, they were the first couple to do the whole naming
thing.
Yeah,
they were to put it together. I just don't know what they were. I blocked that out.
I just remember when he was in her Jenny on the Block video, music video.
Yeah.
And he's like pinching her ass on the back of that boat. Remember?
Oh my gosh.
Remember?
Yes.
He's
I blocked that out. Why did you remember that so bad?
I don't want to have to remember that by myself.
Listen, by the time this podcast comes out, this would have already happened, I think. But we were talking today. Speaking of movies, old movies, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which I'm assuming they're going to find something wrong with that eventually.
Oh, I mean, it's very patriarchy because of all the boobs and all the.
There's a lot of boobs in it.
Yeah.
With it's Phoebe Cates getting out of the pool, and it's like, mm-hmm. there's objectification. Mm-hmm. Look at my boobs, but don't look at my boobs.
Right.
And since she's not getting the coin, that's not empowering. That's what it's like that. So they need to shut that down. If she was now, she was walking around with a tiger, that'd be
maybe
okay.
That would be better.
Then that would be okay.
And talking about her wet ass pussy.
That's right.
That would be fun.
You're gonna have to block that out, Valen. That's our producer. Yeah. She's so mad at you now.
Sorry.
She's like, dang it. Yeah, but Fast Times at Ridgemont High, they're doing a thing where all these stars are getting together, like Sean Penn, Jennifer Aniston, and Brad Pitt are going to be in the same, I don't know, maybe not in the same room, but they're going to be doing a reading at Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I don't know quite how this is going to work, but it's going to be on August 20th.
Why?
I don't know. Probably because it's like we always say, Hollywood has no creativity anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what they want to do is they want to diss all these old movies.
Yep.
They want to go back and say, these old movies are bad and they're rapey and they're racist and they're terrible. And we're so woke and we're so much better than you. And we know everything. And you guys know nothing because you're just minions and you suck. And all these old movies suck. And Cardi B's great. And those sort of things are great. And so what they're doing now is they're redoing movies to like make, you know, like Ghostbusters that had men in it. They'll put a bunch of women in it. You know, they want to like womanify things. Mm-hmm. And then they want to, you know, I guess put black people in white films and that sort of thing. They want to wokeify everything. That's what they're doing. And then this, I guess they're just to entertain people. They're taking an old movie and then they're going to do a reading of it. They're going
to
just
do a reading of it. But I wonder if they're
going to
change it at all. Or if this is purely for nostalgia purposes and they actually are going to read the actual script.
I guess. I'm not sure. It's not, they're saying it's not like a, they're not redoing it. They're rebooting it. They're just going to reread it, I guess.
So Sean Penn is going to be Spicoli? Like,
I have no idea. But I know,
why do we need a whole new cast?
But see, that's the thing, is that it's a bunch of old people doing it, which I think is weird because it's a high school movie. So, yeah, it's bizarre. It just shows you how these people are, it's like they're trying to bring back old stuff to be new again, right? Because they have no creativity, but yet they hate all the old stuff.
Right, and it all needs a disclaimer.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
They can't get out of their own way.
They can't.
They just can't.
No.
You know, wouldn't it just be great if everybody realized that everybody is an adult and you can choose to watch whatever you want and you mm-hmm. don't need a disclaimer to tell you that it's going to be triggering. You
we'll
just
see.
Watch it and decide for yourself.
That would be American.
That would be
really decidedly American.
That's how it ought to be.
That's how it used to be. And I feel like that's not the direction that we're going in. You know, they want to tell you what to think. They want to tell you what to believe. They want to tell you what to watch.
And what to be upset about. That's so dumb.
Yeah.
I don't need anybody to tell me what to be upset about.
Yeah. I can
get upset on my own.
They can take their disclaimers and just shove them where the sun doesn't shine. I'm tired of all these disclaimers, you guys. Just let me watch the movies.
I mean, seriously.
Or don't watch the movies.
Yeah, we don't need disclaimers. Mm-hmm. We are grown-ups.
Exactly.
Super excited to find out from someone who left a review on our iTunes podcast platform that they found us through Dennis Miller's podcast.
Yes.
Which is so cool.
That is awesome. Talk about movies. He's been in some good ones.
Yeah.
Remember him in The Net?
I love The Net.
I did too.
And he was the best friend in Disclosure.
Yes!
With Michael Douglas.
Oh my God, yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
So CRH from Jersey wrote, found you ladies from Dennis Miller's podcast. I'm so glad I did. Really enjoy the Facebook Live in the mornings. Very funny and nice to know I'm not crazy. Well, crazy in a bad way anyway. Hoping there are still more of us than them. Keep up the good work. You're appreciated in New Jersey.
Enjoy Z.
I love that.
Thank you so much. That's very sweet. We got to tell people how to find us. So YouTube is a very important place for you to go because we are going to be shut down on Facebook like any day now.
Literally any moment.
I mean, because the timing is perfect. If they say that you hear from anybody that conservatives are not being shut down, they're lying to you. We're being shut down like all over the place. So that's going to happen to us on Facebook any day. We have like 2 million? 1.3 million followers on Facebook. And so we expect to be shut down before the election because that's just convenient for them.
Because they put the dumbest warnings on some of our stuff.
Yeah. So that's going to happen to us. So make sure you're following us on YouTube.
It's the Mock and Daisy Show.
The Mock and Daisy Show on YouTube. Follow us there. Subscribe. That's the best way you can get our content there. And we do a little ditty. every morning at like 7:30 Eastern, we're out there talking to the folks. So that's that. And then our website is chicksontheright.com. We have an Instagram page at chicksonright, a Twitter at chicksonright. What am I forgetting?
Parlor.
That's where the cool people go that love freedom. Yes, we're on Parler.
What's crazy, Parler, just to give an example of how much the squelching is happening to conservatives on Twitter and Facebook, we signed up for Parler way back last year sometime, but we're never active on it until just 4 weeks ago or when the exodus started to occur. And within a four-week period, we're up to, I think, 55,000 followers on Parler.
Yeah.
We still can't cross the 100,000 threshold on Twitter because every time we get close to it, they take followers away.
Yeah.
And it's nuts. Like, we've been sitting at 99,000 for months.
Yeah.
At Parler, we make so many more every single day because that is where people know they're not going to be censored.
And our reach is probably so awesome.
So much better there.
Yeah. It's just awesome. It's probably better there than it is on Facebook.
For real.
Yeah. And we have 1.3 million people on Facebook because Facebook just sucks, man. They just suck. So, yeah. So make sure you're going out on Parler if you're a conservative. That's the place to be because they like freedom. And we do too, especially when it comes to movies.
That's
and
exactly
media
right.
And all that kind of stuff. So.
And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and share it with all your friends.
Do it. We will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.